I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. For the first time ever in Seafair history, going back more than 75 years, the Blue Angels did not perform their air show Saturday thanks to strong southerly winds. Yes, the Blue Angels can fly in any wind conditions. The issue was having safe airspace available for them to fly together with commercial flights. Here's why. Aircraft taking off or landing at any airport, including SeaTac Airport or Everett Payne Field, need to fly into the wind. The strong southerly winds at SeaTac of around 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25 meant that landing aircraft needed to fly south over downtown Seattle to approach the airport. That flight path is far too close to the air show region around Lake Washington near the I-90 bridge. In order for the Blue Angels and other fast-moving airshow participants to fly, aircraft flying into and out of SeaTac Airport need to fly in the northerly direction. This flight pattern allows the Lake Washington area airspace for the airshow to be closed, permitting the exciting aerial action. In this northerly flight pattern, flights taking off from SeaTac are quickly routed away from the closed airspace closer to downtown Seattle, maintaining safe flight operations for all. On Seafair Saturday, those strong southerly winds did not permit flights in and out of SeaTac to change to a northerly direction, meaning flying with a tailwind. Aircraft just cannot safely operate that way. So the usually closed airspace closer to downtown Seattle needed to remain open for safe commercial flight operations. In all the years of Seafair, that was the first time ever that the Blue Angels were not able to perform the air show due to strong southerly winds. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.